And as I used to all the time with Miklos Nesley, apologize. And then after Miklos Nesley, we were doing our same thing with with Keith Lowe, with our reading of Savage Continent, always apologizing for not getting to our reading. That is the way it is looking today. I particularly wanted to get my comment toward the end of the reading, in which I made a note of the public-private partnership going on in the tracking of me. It has been truly amazing, you know, with the public, USPS, AC Transit, PG&E, Berkeley Fire Department and Public Works, East Bay Paratransit. I don't know what that is, whether it's public or not, to tell you the truth. When I asked a firefighter why they were parked with the hazard lights going, because that is all over the place wherever I go, you know, at night, particularly. But not just, but it's more noticeable, I suppose. And when I used to see all these lights in my face at night, I used to think it was harassment. And then I'm a slow thinker to the grief, I'm sure, of a lot of folk. But finally dawned on me once I, you know, put it together with all the drones wherever I go, that it was in fact a way of, it was a visual. Now they've gotten, I guess they're ready to move on, and they're so bored with this whole process of doing the same thing, tracking this woman for years and years. They've gotten cute, and they've got a little choreography. And this isn't the trucks. This that the trucks and their hazards are just used for broad visuals for the drones, but guys piloting remotely. I'm trying to imagine what it would be like to sit at at a computer screen and remotely try to kill someone. And it's just, you know, it's your job. That's, you know, just paid to do that. You know, and anyway, because the guys who are putting on their flashers, I learned, are just being dispatched. It is the hierarchical organization that's the problem. We have to end that, because then you got the whole organization under your thumb, as long as you got that top spot. So I'm assuming that these folk who are doing this, they got the top spot covered. And then there's the private guys, and of course AT&T and Comcast, waste management. I'm sure that they find that very amusing. There was another one. See, they like that. We learned from reading Miklos that they like those double entendres. They find that quite amusing. They love to sit and invent those things. FedEx, UPS. So we're going to talk more about that next week. I unfortunately didn't get a chance to get to it today. What is anti-authoritarian? It's a complicated, or rather deep, question, which, now that we're reading Alice, we can see is the same question as one which Giovanni Arrighi. Oh no, we're not going to get to that blog. I found that truly funny. Did you guys read that? Did you guys get a chance to, oh, we're going to have to. Did you get a chance to read that little excerpt saying that governments are going to have to? I posed this question to my son the other day. This quote from that last sentence from that article about how blogs are a threat. And it said, governments must combat bloggers engaging in deliberately radicalizing rhetoric. And I said, what do you think they mean by that? Government should combat bloggers, because you think they meant pulling out their EMF weaponry and sucking the hell out of their brains with electromagnetic force? All right. Obviously, we're going to have to get to that article next week, but please check it out. How will you know? Think on this too. How will you know the pitch of that great bell, too large for you to stir? Let but a flute play neath the fine mixed metal. Listen close till the right note flows forth a silvery rill. Then shall the huge bell tremble. Then the mass, with myriad waves concurrent, shall respond in low, soft unison. Isn't that a beautiful image? I just love that image. And then I'm asking us to think about, could our right to be happy as a people be the right note? I'm hoping we think more on that this week, because we don't want to let go of the right, our right to pursue our own happiness. I mean, that's basic, right? That's our escape clause. It's time for us to grab it with both hands, grab each other too, and pull all of it tight and get busy. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, peace.